We are on Daf Beis Amid Beis. Let us just again go over quickly the Gemara. Yira Machloikis Abaye Verove. Let's just quickly go over the Gemara. Yitmar Eitzaimim Abayama Lamafreyahu Nifsal. Abaye said, when Yamazim him, let's say the Eid said Eidis in Nisan, and Yamazim him in Iya, Mafreyahu Nifsal. So after the Hazome, all the idiots he said from Nisan to Iya, apostle, because I found out he said Eidis Shekel. Baba Oma Mikando Lahabu Nifsal. He first becomes apostle in Iya. Abaya Malamafrayuhu Nifsal, Mayhu Shata da Asid, since he said Eidis in Nisan, Havale Roshe, so he's a Roshe, to saying such Eidis, Vateira Omra Altoshes Roshe Eid. Rava Oma Mikan Ulahabuhu Nifsal, Eidzaimem Chidishu. It is a Chidish that we should believe the second cat. Why should you listen to the second cut? Listen to the first cut. Hilkach ein loch boy elo mishas chidush veilach. So even though the Torah told us a chidush that we believe the second cut, but we only accept this chidush from when it's muchach that we believe him. From Shas Hazoma, it's Muchach and the Torah that we believe him, so he becomes posel. The Kat Hamuzim becomes posel Mishas Hazoma. But the Eidus that the Kat had said from the Eidus, from when he said Eidus till he was Suzam, so I don't apply this Chiddush on this man. And I say that he's Nemo, he's a kosher eid till the Shas Hazom. Ike da Amri, Rove Nami Kabayis Viralei. Rove also holds Lamafreyohu Nifsal, Doma Lamafreyohu Nifsal, that Meiker Hadin, we assume that he's an eid posel from Shas Hagodah. What is the time of Rove that says Mikan Lahabu Nifsal Mishum Pseido de Lekuches? That means that since we were first Mazim him in Iyo, and it was not known to anyone that these Eidim are Eidim Psulim, so if these Eidim were used in the Shtar Mecha, and they were used to purchase karkois, and no one knew that they were posel eidim, so come out, the lekuchas will have a tremendous hefsid. So Chazal made a takone that Kozman, we were unaware of their paslus, they are not psulim. Mai benayu, so what is the difference between the two mahalchim in Rove? Do we say ein loch boy elach idushay or pseidu de lekuches? So the Gemara says will be an afkemine dasidu bei trei lechad utrei lechad. One afkemine will be if on each aid of these two aidim, they were two that were mazim him. There are two that means you have two aidim saying aidis, Reuben and Shimon saying aidis. And now we have Lady and Yehuda are Mazim Ruvim, and Yisachar and Zvulun are Mazim Shimon. So here, Lechayre, it's no Chiddush. So therefore, according to the first Lashon of Rove, so Selam Afreyo Nifsal, and all the idiots that they had said till now are apostles. According to the second lotion, as pseida the lekuches, so in order the lekuches should never have said, since they were unaware of the psul, so the edus is kosher. inami, the poslinu begazlonusa, or they didn't passel to azoma, they passel to gazlonus. This is, and gazlonus, they're bali dvorim and not edim, so there's no svora to say machoses to somchasahani, sopsmechahani. So, will zicher believe the second cut? So, according to the first lashon of Rove, lach lishna da amrit mishum chidish leke. There's no chidish over here. Lach lishna da amrit mishum seide de lekuches ike. Now, let us see Tosfos. Dibamaso ein locha boy elo mishas chidushay ve'elach. This was the svara of Rove, that Rove holds that we only accept the chiddush mishas chiddush veilach. Ein lahakshes menole de mehemni hamazimin lepoislo. If there's such a concept of ein lach boy elach chiddush, that means misvare. There is no reason to believe the second cut over the first cut. No, the Torah says you believe, so you believe. But the Torah is speaking about Mishas Hazom Ve'ilach. So more than that, we will not accept, because the Torah didn't mention this. So Tosfos asks, so who told Rove Bechlal that the Eidim Zaymimim Anifsal? Ein lahakshes menole de mehemni amezimim lepoislo. That the mezimim are nemon to passel the first cut. Nemo de ein lechol ribuye elechidushai. Because if there's such a concept, ein lechbo elechidushai, the chidush is, basisam loy kashel zomam. There we see that in the Einish of Kasher Zomam, we see that the second cut is believed over the first cut, which is a chiddush. That's it. But Lagabi, all other halachas, including the paslos of the first cut, there's no posik that says that the first cut becomes posel. So mele, so according to Rav Kabi, they don't become posel. And our sugi, it seems klar, mikan labo nivsal. If Rav is going with a concept of Ein Lach Boy Elach Chidushay, the Chiddush is Vasisim Leikasher Zomam. But more than that, we should not build from the Posik. Avol Ein Nifsolim. But could be they're not Nifsol. So Taisu says, no, you can't say such a thing. The Vadaik, even the Mishalmim Momim B'Nerogim, if the Posik says Vasisim Leikasher Zomam, if they were mechayiv someone misa, we kill them. If the mechayiv someone momin, the mechuyiv to pay. So memele, if the nemonis is strong enough to create an oynish momin or misa, so it's zicha strong enough to create a paslus in the edus. Koshkein dinifsolim. The loy himninu rachmona lachatzoin. If now I see that they're nemon to be mechayv an oynish momen or mise, so ein nemonis lachatzoin. So the zicha nemon mikano lahaba to passel them ladies. But the monis I see from the shas hazom veila, then it's vasisim leikash hazoma. So before the Shas HaZomer, I don't have a Chiddush Akro, so Memele, Rav assumes that they're not posel before the Shas HaZomer, even though they said Eidus, the Eidus that posels them were said before the Shas HaZomer. Avol Kosh, so Tosfos asks Akasha, the Rav Chisda, the Omar Becheskes Habatim, Shtei kitei eidim amekhishes zuazu. Bahadi sadi shakri lomoli. Rav Chisda holds, if you have two kiteis, kat aleph and kat beis. Kat aleph says lovo. Kat beis says loy lovo. Fine. So Rav Chisda holds these two Edim are possible l'chol idyei shebetoyer. Now there are two svaris by the possible l'chol idyei shebetoyer. There's one svara because even though one is kosher, but since I don't know which is kosher, so I have to shtel them on chazoke. That means kat alef said lova, kat bey said loy lova. Fine. So now this Eidus was said Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Beis Nissan have a shayla is kat alef kosher. The kat alef say a lay Rosh Chodesh yes or no. So I should shtel kat alef on chazoke. I should shtel kat alef on chazoke. And I'll say, Mistame, before Rosh Chodesh Zichu was kosher, Mistame didn't become possible. So the Rashbam says, Asvore, Chazake is not strong enough to be Maitzi Momen. That means, Beis Nissen, Kat Alef is saying, Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. So, what right do I have to assume that Reuven is a Kat Kosher? Because they have a Chazake. Chazoke of the Kat Aleph is not strong enough to be Maitzi Momen. And the Chazoke from Kat Beis is not strong enough to be Maitzi Momen. So I can't use them anymore. I can't use them to be Maitzi Momen. That's one Mahalach. There's another Mahalach that since one of them is Zich Apostle, I will not. I know one is Zich Apostle. Now, if I'm going to use Chazak, I'm going to kasha each one of them. So I can't use Chazak. So I will not use Chazak. So my mele, each one is a Sophic Apostle, so I can't use it. I can't use them. So Al Koponim, this is Sforas Rav Chisda. Aber kosche, du la rabchis de da oma becheske sabatim, stei kite eide makrische zuhe zu, bahadi sadi shakri lomoli, in kein, ein chidish mashe nefsolim, so it's no chidish at all, by the first cut is possible. Adrabe, mashe mezimim ksheirim ave chidish la rabchis de, that's the chidish. Why the second card is kosher, that's a chiddush. Why the first card is possible? I mean, by all the time it's possible. That means according to Rav Chisda, if you have kat alef and kat beis that were made, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, kat alef says lova, kat beis says loy lova. So according to Rav Chisda, each card is possible ladies now. So memele, that's according to Rav Chisda. And here Rav says a shtik teure that if you mazem them eel, so it's a chiddush, ein loch boy el loch chiddush, it only becomes possible from eel. Like Taisus, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that kat beis is kosher, the mazimim are kosher. Kat aleph is without any chiddush, kat aleph is possible because one of them is possible. I don't know which one is possible, so I pass on both of them misafik. So what's the chiddush? Why should Rav say that mikana lahabu nifso? Because it's a chiddush. It's not chiddush whatsoever. The passless of kat alef is not chiddush whatsoever. What's the kasha gavra gavra karamis? It's machlekes Rav Chisda and Rav Huna. So Taisha says, no, for Hosim Boyle Meimed, the Rav, like Rav Chisda, the Gemom Baba Basra had a tzad to say that Rav holds like Rav Chisda. So how could Rav hold here, Mikano Lahabo Nivsal, if he holds like Rav Chisda? The Yeshloima, the Lamai, the Boyle Meimed, Hosim, the Rav, like Rav Chisda, Enoch Anami, the Gemom had a tzad to say that Rav holds like Rav Chisda, Lahavetayme, the Rav, Mishum Chiddush, Elamishum pseida de lekuches. So then the tam of Rav Mikanabul Nivse is tak only out pseida de lekuches. Ubimaskone dohosam, the mukilo kerapune. The Gemara says in the Maskone that Rava holds like Rav Huna Dama Zubo b'fnei atzma mi'ido. So Memele Rav Huna holds you shtel each kat an cheskes kashris, and each kat is kosher for all other edis. So according to the Maskone, the Gemara have a chidush mashen if solim kamoi, you don't shtel them an chazoke. So Memele, so Taisvis is just being miyashiv two sugyas. There's a shakel of Italia, the Gemara in Baba Basra, if Rava holds like Rav Chisde or like Rav Huna. And here we have a shakel of Italia, if the time of Rava is Einlach Bayelach Hidushe or Al Stakanta de Lakuchis. So Taisvis says these two sugyas are intertwined, one in the other. If Rava holds like Rav Chisde, so then the Tami Kana Labo Nipsal is, Bisham Takanta de Lakuches. There's no Chiddish whatsoever that the first card is possible. So then it's only Bisham Takanta de Lakuches. But according to the Maskonus HaGemore, that Rava holds like Rav Huna, then I could say the time of Rava is out. Ein lach boi elach idusha. Voho de mishani rove bepeh kol nishboim alibe de Rav Chisde masnisen de Rosh Hashanah. Ay, the moras maskone baba basre is that rove holds like Rav Huna and rove in Shavuos is miyashim a mishnah Rosh Hashanah according to Rav Chisde. La mishim the sphir like a boss, eh? He's just answering how Rav Chisde will for the mishnah. Va'oid yesh loima. Now Tais wants to say a big chiddush. The Rav Chisde nami havi chiddush ma shenif solim badai. That means that Rav Chisde that said Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lomoli, Rav Chisde never meant to say that both kites avadai posel. Because one kat is kosher. No, Rav Chisde said, I cannot use any of the kites misofik. Maybe he's the kat that said sheker. So misofik, I can't use kat aleph, and I can't use kat beis. The Rav Chisde nami avichidish mashin evsolim vadai, but the din of edim zaymimim that I assume that the first kat, if they're muzim, the first kat is vadai posul vahaye. So that's a chiddush. Mehichitesish, you believe the second kat over the first kat. That what Rav Chisde said, that the Sade Shakri in both of them cannot be used lahoid, ain't a Ella misveike. So now he explains as follows. What Rav Chisde holds and what the Chiddushes of Edom Zaymim. He says as follows. Vimhoyu shnayim minashuk. Two kosher eidim, come umeidim ploini lover mi ploini mone. They come to say eidis in Bezen, Reuven borrowed a mone from Shimon. Va'achas mishtei kitei eidim alolu. Now we have these two kitois that Rav Chisde said, Vahadi sadi shakri lomoli. Now, one of these two kitas will be ba'achas mishtei kitas eidem alolu hamakrish zu ezu oimeres loylovo. He did not borrow. According to Rav Chisde, loyayisi maitzi momen mesofik. That means all Rav Chisde said is that each kat is a sofik posel. So that means if one of these two kites will say Reuven lova, I will not be goyve from Reuven, because who says you're kat kosher? Maybe you're kat posel. But if I would have a different cat that said Reuben Lobo, and one of these two kitties will come to Besen and say Reuben Loy Lobo, I saw Reuben did not borrow. So according to Rav Chisda, he's not mechuyif to pay. Because this cat is a sofik kasha, sofik puzzle. You can't be mighty mumming through this cat, because maybe he's puzzle. But you can't be mighty mumming from the first cat, because maybe this cat is kasha. So Memeila, according to Rav Chisda, that said that all the kitis have a din of Sadi Shakri, that's misafik, they have a din of Sadi Shakri. The Eilu Hamuzomim Psulim Legamri. But if the Chiddush of Eitzomim is that it's not Sofik Posel. Just like Taisa said before, if you'll kill that Muzomim, if you machayev them to pay, so that means I believe that I believe the mazimim, not the muzamim. So this is a chiddush. That was the chiddush that Rava said in the first lashon. My chosis the tzayis lahani, tzayis lahani. So Rava can hold the vila according to Rav Chisda. Vafilu lahachzikam omin al piyem. That means after your mazim, the first cat. So this first cat has no nemonis whatsoever. Hilke chidishu. Legabi hochi einloch boy elamishas chidish me einloch lechoishvom kevadai psula. So now we can say according to the second parrots of Taisviz, that they are vadai, that Rove can be going a fulu according to Rav Chisda, but I say mikanu lahabe, they're vadai psulim. But till mikanu lahabe, they're sofik psulim, because Rove can also hold like Rav Chisda. Ulefize, so Taisva says, if we will assume that Rove holds like Rav Chisda, Havimotzi lemeima deike binayu kol shitre milve umekach haboim lohoitzi. That what'll be the din if you have shitre mekach that want to be moitzi from the moicha, shitre milve want to be moitzi from the loive. The litama de pseide de lekuchais. If you learn the Tamiz al Pseida de Lakuchais, Namonim. So they're Nemon. That means even though we passed the first cut, but since their passless was unknown to the world, so we have to give them a loch of Eidim Ksheira. Namonim loitzi. If you hold Ein loch boy eloch idushoi. Ein loch boy eloch idushoi. So now there'll be posel. There'll be posel lohitzi because Rava holds like Rav Chisda. Ein loch boy eloch idushoi means that there vadai posel. Filu lahachzik mikan lalaba. But sovik posel the posel from before. So if you hold Eilach Boy Eilach Hidushay, there'll be Posel Lohoitzi. And if you hold Takonis Lokuchis, there'll be Kosher Lohoitzi. So the Gemara could have said this Chilik, Adulay Choshev Ele Milse De Iko Beinayu Bein La'afuna Bein La'afchista. That means, if the Gemara would have said this Nafkemine, this is only a Nafkemine according to Rafchista. That al tatam von Eilach boi chidushay lohoitzi del bi posel. Al tatam von tekanus lukuches lohoitzi de kosher. But according to Rav Hune, if Eilach boi Eilach chidushay lohoitzi de kosher. And the tatam von tekanus lukuches are also kosher. So the Gemara wanted to go according to Rav Hune also. So therefore the Gemara did not mention this nafkimi. ואם תאימה, פרקטייסס הקשה, ולא מהווי חידוש כלל. Why is this a chidush? V'loi min hadin yesh lahamin basroi b'migu, diboi have posli lekamoi b'gazlonus. Like Taisvis, now let's understand what Taisvis kasha is. Taisvis is asking a kasha. Rovi says that it's a chidush, that we believe the second count. My choses the tzayis lahani, tzayis lahani. Now, the first count said, lovo resh chodesh nisan. The second count said, what are you talking, imono yisan? So lovo says, it's a chiddush that we believe the second count. So therefore, it's a chiddush we believe the second count. So therefore, ein lach ba'el chidushay, so the first cut only becomes possible from the Shas HaZomah, which was Cheshchay Deshiyah. But from Nisan Te'iyah, the first cut is kosher. Fine. Like Taisviz, but let us believe the second cut with Amigu. They could have said, you gazlonim. If their lie is, why didn't they say a good lie? That's all the time the bitter of Migo. I mean, if I'm telling the truth, you know, I have to say the truth. If you'll believe me, you won't believe me, but I won't deviate from the truth. But that's the person who says the truth. But if a person is a liar, so he could think of a good lie to say, and then he would be believed. He wouldn't have any problems. Frektoisvis, so let us believe the second cat. The second cat, who says, Imono ha-yisem, Resh Chodesh Nisan, and then the dying looks at them, Mechoses, you say money, and they say not. They could have said, Gazlonimatem, that's already a psulaguf, they're Baalei Dvorim, there it's not Mechoses, the Somchesahani, they're Baalei Dvorim. If I was said, Gazlonimatem, I pass you 1, 2, 3, and the dying wouldn't bat an eyelash. And I said, Imonu ha-yisem. Ah! And now the dying looks. So Tzarai, I'm telling the truth. So I have a birur of migu. Agavuche, there's a beautiful kasha that Achoinim ask. There's a klal, ein migu lachatzi taine, which means as follows. That migu, the whole birur of migu is, if I could have accomplished with a lie, with what I want to accomplish now, so I have proof, so why didn't I say the lie? But if by saying the lie I would not be capable of accomplishing what I want to accomplish now, so it's no bigger why you didn't say the lie, because you want to accomplish more. Now let's explain. If they would, now what they're saying, Imonu Ha'isim. They're saying Imonu Ha'isim, so what's pshat? You said that what, that Reuven borrowed 100 talents from Shimon Resh Chodesh Nisan. Imonu ha-yisem. Imonu ha-yisem. So what does that mean? So you have to pay 100 talents to Reuven. You're possible to hate this. I mean, they're throwing the books at them. If they're mazim them, they're sold. So if they'll be successful, if they'll be successful, so the first cut will have to pay $100, the first cut will be possible. Frektoisvis, let us believe them with amigo, they could have said gazlonimatem. If they would say gazlonimatem, they would take be successful in passing ladies, but they wouldn't make them pay $100. The mazimim have two things in their head. They want to make him pay, they want to bury him. Let him pay and let him become postulated. So the only lie they could say, if their lie is, that this is the only lie they could say. So Memela, that's why they sent Imanu Ayisa. This is the beautiful kasha that the Daily Achayna mask. Others want to say a teretz that perhaps Pshat and Taisvis kasha is as follows. They could have come to Bezin and say, Imonu ha-yisem, number one, and you're gazlonim. Tell everything, tell the books of them. Emona yisem, and gazlonim. So the Gabi, the psul edis, they could have, I mean, good on the money yisem is a chiddush. But on the psul edis, they want to do two things, al kaponim, they could have been marked both. I mean, by a liar, the sky's the limit. You just say, well, I could say two lies. I could say, Aboni Yisim, Gazlonim, and some Emela, so they would have then accomplished, they would pass the Eidim, and that it would be no problem. And some Emela, now that they didn't, they weren't Maisid Gazlonim Atem, but we have a bureau that these are honest people. If they weren't honest people, they could have said, Imane Yisim Gazlonim Atem. We saw you gazel. You were with us in Florida, and then in Florida we saw you steal, finished. So Mamela, they could have killed two birds with one stone. That's how others went of Emfa. That's kasha number one by Adam Zaymimen. Why is it a chiddush which they have a migu? Kasha number two, ubishtei ki te Adam amakrishe zu azu, omnibasroi bemigu ben laravune ben larav chizda. Let's believe the second card. They say loy lova, they say whatever the second card says, so let's believe them. With Amigo, they could have passed the first cut by Gazlonuse, and then, so the edus of the first cut would be worthless. Why do you have to speak about Lova and Loy Lova? And Bezin looks at them, oh, who says, you're right, maybe. They could have said, they Gazlonim, don't talk about Lova, and they could have accomplished by saying that they Gazlonim, they could have accomplished that, their edus would have been worthless. And the Aedis would have been worthless, and they would be Nemo. Ba'aymari. Now, on this kasha, Taisa says three mahalchem to them for this kasha. Ba'aymari. Now, the first teretz of the Ri holds it's a eisen kasha. Amuridike kasha. Lochera, we have to be mam in the second cut. They have amigo, they could have passed the first cut by Gazlanus. That means one person, that if he's a liar, so he's coming to say that, listen, if I'm a liar, why didn't I say a better lie? He's a liar, I'm an emissary person. That's the whole concept of the birur of migu only applies by one person. Avol b'shnei b'nei odom le'shayich migu, de'inda shneim shove, u'ma she'yil tzalitein ze le'yitein ze. That means another lie, and this lie they agree. We see, could be they agree. Could be in another lie, one felt uncomfortable. That means you have to come to a mutual agreement to say the other lie. Maybe one felt uncomfortable with the other lie, so that's why he didn't say that lie. This lie that he felt comfortable and say, Al Koponim, so Memele, so the whole concept of Migu is not applicable if you have two people, because then we can never know. There's no Biro of Migu. Could be Yitake liars, but you didn't end up saying a better lie because there was a difference of opinion which lie to say. So Mel, you ended up with this lie. But the Etzem, if there would be a Migu, we would believe the second cut. Voy nire diktsas domi haimigu lemigu bemokim edim. That means to be machria. To be, we have a machloikis of treyetrei. Two edim say lovo, and two edim say, let's say, mono hayisem, or loy lovo. So memele, so I want, I don't know who's telling the truth, so I want to be mevarer through amigu that the second card is telling the truth. A biru of migu is a weak biru that it cannot be machia keneged eidim. Shreyesh eidim keneged haimigu lakrishim. That means Taisvus is telling us the weakness of migu. The weakness of migu. That means, let us give a good example that there's a machloikis, the Rambam and the Rosh. So someone bismaneinu will stand up and say, well, the Rambam, I think the Rambam is right. I'll bring a guy to the Rambam. So he was machia the machloikis. This person is not capable of being machia. We have a machloikis of a gedele yoylam, and this little midget is going to say, well, I think the Rambam is right. I have a raya. The Paschal like the Rambam. You're not on the same, you're not the same caliber in order that you should be machia the machloikis. So that's what Tosfos is saying. You have here two Eidim, which Apishnaim Eidim Yokim Dovo, and now I two Eidim say if I can't, fine. So the, I don't know. I have here a machloikis of two Anokim. So now, so I have a raya that the second one is right. This raya, when it comes kineged the bir of Eidim, it doesn't make a dent. That's the lomdus of migu b'mokim eidim. If you have a birur of eidim, migu is cannot in any way prove anything. It's too shvach of a birur. Shreyesh eidim keneged ha'migu lakrish. V'af arpi sheyesh kemoikein eidim im ha'migu. There's eidim with the migu also. Abayim v'kachlo. Good, she have eidim. This, I said, the guy... Good, you have the Rambam and the Rosh, and you'll say in someone bismaneinu, the Rosh plus me. It doesn't work like that. That doesn't make any sense. So memele, so migu in a machloikis of two kitis of Eidim, there's no hachro, no biru whatsoever through a migu. Va'oit, and Matthew says another teretz. Afilu, we will say that migu is a choshev ebiru. It's a choshev ebiru that it could be mevara, but le'odef migu me'edim. Migu isn't better than an other kat of edim. Shimhoyu edim misayim le'elu. What would be the din if you have four edim that'll say Imanu Hayisem, and two Eidim say lo. So you have four against two. Shimoyeidim misayim leilu lehoilam koyech lahakrisha seilu. Four is not better than two. Dotrei kemeya v'choshkein migu. That means, so l'choyre Tosfos is bringing a muridikaraya, that the nemonis of Eidis is an impregnable Namonis, you can slug it up. You'll bring 1,000 Eidim. And they'll say, can I get these two Eidim? These two Eidim can be makrish 1,000 Eidim. So, Mikutak is a beautiful biru, but it's not better than Eidim. And if I bring 1,000 kitas of Eidim, it can't slug up to Eidim. So, Mela Migu is also, it's not better than another cup. Agavuche, we have the first teretz of Tosfos held it's a good kasha. The first teretz of Tosfos held it's a good kasha. That they said, no, migu de beit reiloy emrina. Tosfos like, he voided the kasha. You're right, some oildike kasha. I should really believe the second cut. But they don't have a migu because they couldn't agree on a common lie. But Tosfos weiss the chois. That amigo would help. A cat with amigo, that could go and slug up another cat. So l'chayre, I mean, the third teretz of Tosfos said, I'm the Columbus over here. that the migu can't be stronger than another kat. We have a kat trei kemeya. So l'chayre, the first teretz of Tosfos held as follows, that in the mnemonis of Eidus, let's give a bad mashal, and then from the bad mashal we'll come to a better mashal. Let's say I'll have two kitas of Eidim. Kat number one, they're four-footers, and they say lova. Kat number two are six-footers, and they said loy lova. So I'll say, no, they're six-footers, they're four-footers. No, you should believe the six-footers. So the teretz is, maybe in basketball they have a mile, but in Eidus there's no chilek, a six-footer, a four-footer. So that's poshut. And what if I have I have four pairs of feet? You have four Eidim, so they're 4 feet, and then these are against 2 feet, two pairs of feet. Ribui ha'Eidim aloy malov aloy meirit. There's no, the Torah never gave a Yisra nemonis. Just like you understand the 6 footer does not have more nemonis of over a 4 footer, so I have 4 pairs of feet saying one thing and 2 pairs of feet saying another thing. Is eichet gonish. There's no yisrin ribui of ribui eidim. It doesn't make a bigger biru. It's not a bigger biru. You have 20 people say, it's the biru of eidim. That's one biru. But if I have a biru of migu, the migu is another biru. So migu plus eidim could be machia. So Tosfos in the first Teretz held that it could be Machia. Therefore Tosfos the same Igud the Beit Chayla Emrina. Tosfos in the third Teretz said that no, that two Edom are impregnable. He can shug them up, just like 1,000 Edom are worthless. Whatever you'll be Messiah. The second Kat cannot in any way be makrish the first cup. Fine. Ab al koponim, we have here a mirdike Tosfos, that Tosfos tells us that it is impossible to believe by trei to believe the second cut with amigo. Either there's no amigo or amigo doesn't help. Now Tosfos got stuck with a gemoring subis. Vahada omar Beperik beis de ksubis, shnayim hachsumim alashtav. You have two people that were gechasmet anashtav. Vomru ktanim oy anusim hoyinu. They come to Bezen, that means these two people chasmet anashtav. Ruven and Shimon chasmet anashtav. Fine. They come to Bezen. And they tell Bezdin, let's go a little further. Main sav yodam yoytzim okamacha harei elu namon. Now, so it says like this. It says, these Reuben and Shimon come to Bezdin. They come to Bezdin, and Bezdin asks them, is this your signature? Yes, definitely, we chasmet. But let me tell you one thing, let me tell you the dayan. You know, a gun was pointed at us when we chasmet. So Mamela, so we chasmet anusim ayino. But now let me tell you the truth. We chasmet, but between you and me, the shtar is worthless. Anusim ayino. Ktanim ayino. So the Gemara says as follows. They're saying now, anusim ayino. The eidim hachsumim al ashtar kimishenech kreidusam bebez. We have a loch if you have eidus on the shtar. We have to assume ki'ilu Bezen was doirish v'choike them, and they said we weren't anusim. That means every shtar is accepted in Bezen. Ki'ilu there was ki'ilu eidem al suvim shtar is ki'ilu nech kedusam bebezen. So the eidem on the shtar is ki'ilu. They're saying we were not anusim. You're saying now you were anusim. So the Gemara says it's trei. So you're not Nemon, it's trei. But if it was a shtar she'einim mikuyim, we didn't know Bechlal if it was your signature, then you believed. So Tosis understood, then you believe Bar Tzmigu. That means Bezdin asked it to Eidim, the Yuchasman, that means without the Kiyum, it's a possible Shtar. The Yuchasman, the Shtar, so he said, yes, but we were Anusim. Then the Gemara says, we believe them. So Tosis understood, we believe them Bar Tzmigu, even though it's Trey, but believe them. Listen, if I'd be a liar, why did I have to say that we chasmed, I'll say it's a board signature in the Bishalom al Yisrael. And I said it's the truth. So you see, I'm an emissary person, so I'm a mailer, that's what you believe. Zoktois v'so have an offene gemore connected all my three terutzim. I asked Akasha, by every tray you should believe the second Eidim with Amigu, the Kapasla Begazlanusa. So as I said, you say this, you don't say Migu Beitrei or Trei Kemei, whatever it is. I said, beautiful Torah. But there's nothing in the Gemara Fakir. The Gemara in Ksuba says Fakir, if you have a Shtar, which is a Din of Trei, that's Eini Mikuyim, and the Eidim come and say, Ksav Yedeinu Zavalanusim, we believe the second cat. So we believe them out of Migo. So you see that we do say Migo by Trei Yitrei. So Taisva says, Hai lav Miguhu She'ein hashtar miskayim ela alpiyem Vapeshe osa hu hapeshe hitel Kedamrinen hosem bo pilken minayim lapeshe osa hapeshe hitel Opoich olam alikro svoruhu. Period. Now let us explain what Taisva is saying. Taisva is saying, Amir v'kalomdis. There is Migu and Pesha Osa, and there are two different concepts. The concept of Migu is proof. I'm proving to you I'm right. I'd be a liar, so I better lie. So that we hear by Trey, the concept of Migu does not work for whatever reason. Now there's a lumbus of Pesha Osa. Now let's talk about a different case of Pesha Osa, and then we'll come to this case. Let's say an Isha comes to Bezdin, and she tells Bezdin, we thought she never was married. She comes to Bezdin, tells Bezdin, Eishesh Ish Hayisi, I was once married. Niskarashti, but I got keget. So now, we'll have a very frum dayan over here. Let's say, you said Eishesh Ish Hayisi? Yes, I said Eishesh Hayisi. Oh, so Shavyanav Shechtichadi Surah. So, when I'm honest, now we have to put on the record, she was an Eishesh. She said herself she's an Eishesh. Now you said you became Ois Eishesh. Ooh. Ein dover sheber v'poches mishnayim. To believe that an Eishesh became Ois Eishesh, we need to aid it. That, l'cher, if you have a very frum dayan, you could say this to the Isha. So the Isha comes to the dayan and tells him as follows. Listen. Who told you I'm an Eishes Ish? You! She said, listen, so don't hack me up in the middle. You have to listen, the whole thing what I said. I said, if you listen, don't stop in the middle. You stop in the middle. There's a mitzvah says, Abatam limacherim, shtachmisam lem. You have to hear the whole thing. I said, I'm not married. I said, Eishes Ish, ho yisivin is garashti. Either you believe me completely, you don't believe me at all, but don't hack me up in the middle and then say we need birurim. That Pesha Osa, Pesha Hita, if all your yedias originate from me, so you're relying on me, so rely on me completely. Don't say, don't rely a little, I'll rely and now be machm. It doesn't work like that. Either rely completely or don't rely at all. If you don't rely at all, so I have a cheskes knuya. It's a guten tag. That's the lumdus pesha, also a pesha. This is not a birur of miku. This is pshat. You can't build from my hagoda if I'm telling you I'm mutter to get married. I didn't tell you anything. I told you I'm mutter to get married. I'm telling you why I'm mutter. I once got married. I got to get, but I'm telling you I'm mutter to get married. So Mamela Zaktaisviz Agavuch, this lumdus of Pesha also is a Yerushalmi that tells a Shaila Pesha Osar Bemokim Eidim, which means as follows. What happens if a woman comes to Bezin and says, Ishisisha Yisi, Niskarashti, and two Eidim, two Eidim come to Bezin and say, listen, I don't know if she was an Ishisisha, not that, I don't know, but I'll tell you, this woman never got a get. That I can tell you clear. She never got a get. So there's a svara to say she'll still be nemo. I mean, the Adam says she never got a get, but who says she's an Ashishish? You can't build from her. You can't stop in the middle. She said she's not married. But she didn't get a get. You know she was married? I don't know if she was married or not. You're building for her, so there's a small dachman Yerushalmi, that a peshosa b'makimedim is also named on the peshosa. Al-Koponim, so let's get back to, so Taisva says, you have to understand, the shtar without kiyim is a chas bebalma. There's no kiyim on the shtar. The leivetainet mezuyev, or tanina mezuyev. This is a chaspe. Who's making the shtar from the shtar? These two eight said it's our signature. Who? Now it's a shtar. But listen what they say. That does not work. Begidrei migul. This is a new concept of pesha. Also, I'm a mailer. That's why they are them. That's what they say. I love migul. Sheina shtar miskayim ella alpiyem. Fine. Now, there were two people who were chosim on the shtar. Umeisu, the Eidim died. Ubo beiz minashuk, v'omrim ktanim, Oy anusim oy psule eidis hoyu. The Omar Hosom, the Gemara says, Diksav yodom yoytze mimokem acher einam namonim elahave trei utrei. Now, Tais has got a little stuck over here. Now, we say, let us just try to explain what the problem is. When we hear Vashtar Mekuyim, and here it's talking about Ksav Yodom Yoytzi Mimokem Acher, we hear Vashtar Mekuyim. So I hear Vashtar Mekuyim, so I assume that the Eidim Achsumim are saying, this is Kolu Bach Simosom, they're saying, we were Gedolim, we weren't Anusim. And if another cat will say they were anusim, so that's called trei. That's what the Gemara says. But the Gemara also says, if they say they were gazlonim at the psulim hayu, it's also trei. Now this somehow doesn't work because with the Gemara says, "Klo in Inami the Postlino begazlanusa." The Gemara says, "Klo the fine gimel." If you apostle, somebody says a gazlan, you say he's a gazlan. So lemaisim, it's he's yenemon. He's not there. He's not a baldova. You're saying he's a gazlan. And the Gemara says over there, they were psulei edis. They're also not Neman, it's Treyetrei. So Taisu says, Tzorich Loimel, Psuliedis Tekoma Hainu Kroiven. They say they were Kroiven. That means they said these two Eidim that are being made, that Reuven lent Shimon $100, you know, one of them is a Mechutin to Reuven, and one of them is a brother-in-law to Reuven, and the Kleven. So Mamela, they're not Nemo. The gazlonim ave elu namonim filoi vefenenu. Now, what is the difference between Kloivim and Gazlonim? So, there's a Mir de Kolomdes. If I say they're Gazlonim, so I'm saying on you, you're a Baldova, you're Posulaitis. Then you're a Baldova, and Faker, so I'm Nemo. If I'm saying you're Mechutin with the Malve, what does that make you? Doesn't make anything. I mean, there's no psul on you because you're machutin to the malve. No, pshat is, for this edis, you can't say this edis. I mean, that what you are saying, I'm not saying about you, there's nothing wrong with you. I'm saying your edis cannot be accepted because you're saying on your machutin. So the dion is weiter, it's not on the Eidim, it's on the Eidus. That's the difference. That means, just like Anusim Hoyu, I'm saying they were Anusim. So I'm saying you can't accept their Eidus, because they were forced to say what they're saying. They're saying they weren't forced. And that's the Eidim of Suma Ashtar saying they weren't forced. So Memele, so there the Dion is on the Eidus. Can this Eidus be accepted by Bezin? Can it not be accepted by Bezin? So Memela, that therefore it's Treye Treye. Ktanim Hoyu. They were Ktanim then. So there's also nothing wrong with them, but this Eidus was said when they were Ktanim. So Memela, so it's also the Dion is the Eidus. They say they're capable of saying Eidus. You say they're not capable of saying Eidus. So if I say the Kroivim, so it's also pshat, this Eidus cannot be accepted through them, because they were kreivim, they were chotonim to the malva. So therefore, you can't believe them. So it's a din in the Eidus. But if I would say the gazlonim, so then it's not only the Eidus, it's the Eidim, that they're posulaitim. Then they become balidvorim, then we believe the second cut. Let's just learn one more toisvis, mikan ulahaba unifsal. We can't love on itself. So Rava says as follows, that if the Eidim said Eidis Rosh Chodesh Nissen, and you were mazim them Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so they are posel from Iyar, but from Nissen till Iyar, all other shtores that come out bishmam is kosher. Because they become possible from Rosh Chodesh Nira. She'im loy nira hashtar ad la'acher hazome. Af al pi shezmanoi mugdem la'hazome. Moide roved loy meshkechinem beide mi yedei shema'ach hazome kosvu eilu ha'muzomim ze hashtar v'gdimuz manoi. Vod omad ein nifsal lemafrei einu bishtar shenire koidem hazoma. So Taisva is a mayor de kezar. Taisva says, if we had a shtar that was floating around, Bezin was aware of the shtar, that was written chof hei nissen, and these two eidem bekvoidem ba'atzmam archosam aler, that on this shtar which is written chof hei nissen, that the Reuven sold Shimon his kalk, chof hei nissen. Now, Rosh Chodesh Iyar were mazim these two Eidim. Mazim these two Eidim. They said, Eidis Rosh Chodesh Nissen, we're mazim them. So Rava said, even though, if they said Eidis Sheker, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, so this star which was written, Chof Hei Nissen, is possible. But it's a Chiddush, Eilach Be'el Chiddushoi. We have to assume that I only know the apostle from Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So the shtadah which was written, Chof Hei Nissen, is kosher. That's very good. The Torah says, but what is, if this shtadah, which is, we see now, it says Chof Hei Nissen on it, and no one knew of this shtadah till Chof Hei Iyar. Chof Hei Iyar, all of a sudden, someone comes with a shtadah, he bought a karka, Chof Hei Nissen, and these two Eidim are chosim olay. So Rava says, Mikan al Abud, it all just became possible from This was written Chof Hei Nissen. So Tosfos says, don't be so naive. Who told you it was written Chof Hei Nissen? Because it says a date Chof Hei Nissen. I got news for you. From Rosh Chodesh Iyar, these Eidim, our apostle Eidim, the Choshen L'Shaker, from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, we have no trust in them whatsoever. So if the Shtar was not seen or known about till after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so then we have to be chayish, maybe these Eidim, who now we know are Shekronim and Psulim, maybe these Eidim, after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, they went and wrote a shtar, and they put a date, Rosh Chodesh Nissen. So Memele, so this shtar, a shtar that was not known about till after we found out that they're Psulim, that shtar is possible. Let's see again the Losh Nam Toises, Nire. Shimlei Nira Ashtar Adlacha Hazome. But then we first saw the shtar, then it went into circulation. Avopishes Manei Mugdem La Hazome. Maidravla Meshkechina Budemi Yedeye Shema Acha Hazome Kosvo. Could be was written after Hazome. Eilo Hamizomim Zahashtar. They wrote it afterwards. We know now these are not, trustworthy Eidim, Vigdimus Manai, Bohot Oma de Nifs Alamafreya, Heine Bishtar Shen Nire Koidem Azman. A Shtar that was Nire Koidem Azman, that Shtar is kosher.